Yo, 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 it's your two brethren, Lizzie and Ilaria.
And welcome, you guys, to episode 9 of No Ideas,
Just Vibes. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Do you know what? Yeah, every time I hear our intro, I can't believe that we made that.
Don't even talk to me about the intro. Are you good? I've already had like a few people come up to be like, yo, you know that intro, yeah? How did you make, how, like... How?
Have just they?
Like, no, genuinely, like, did you make that? Like, that your intro is hard, like...
Isn't it? It just makes you... We just wanted something that was going to make everyone shake a leg.
Just a little one too.
That's
but
it.
You know what I'm saying?
But I love it so much.
It's so good. We need to actually just, like, extend it somehow and create, like, a full song from it because...
We do. And I don't know if anyone ever listens all the way right till the end of our podcast and ever hears that, bye, bitch.
Yes. Bye, bitch.
Because that is my favourite bit.
No, honestly. They, like, I feel like we have curated this podcast so well that it really does, like, emulate us two as individuals.
If we were a beat together, we'd be that beat.
Exactly.
And that's it.
Big facts. Wow. Big man ting. But come on, Lars. Come on, tell me, yeah. You know that question. The favourite one of the week. Wagwan, which your week?
Okay, so, good question. How the hell did I get through this
honestly,
week?
Honestly, what's going on?
Exclamation point.
Struggling. Struggling.
Okay, so, the highlights this week. So, first of all, we haven't even spoken about it yet, but I've actually been doing dry Jan.
Oh, swear!
Well, not necessarily dry Jan. I basically want to do, like, not drink for 3 months.
Okay.
Because it takes your liver 3 months to completely regenerate.
Right, okay.
So I was basically thinking, do people find it easier to not drink in quarantine, like in lockdown, basically, because they have like less occasions to go out to?
Mm-hmm.
Or are people like drinking more because they're drowning their sorrows? Because for me, it's just a lot easier to not be drinking right now, and I've just done such a good job.
Yeah, I think it's different, actually, because I feel like, do I drink more? No, I'd say I'll probably just keep the same amount because, like, in your normal working week, the party sort of starts from, like, Thursday night. You go for, like, a few work drinks. Then you're hungover on Friday because it tends to be quite a chill day. But, like, I'd say I still drink maybe, like, once a week, even if it's, like, a glass of wine on a really stressful day. But, like, people like you who actually don't drink, like, at all, I don't know, because we're going through it right now. Do you know what I mean?
It's willpower, mate.
I don't know. Like, you've just got to have some sort of release, like some sort of breakup to, like, in the week, because the days are so similar right now.
The podcast.
I get that, but like, you can have a drink or two.
Yeah, I hear that. And do you know, I am really missing red wine. I know I've said this before, but I'm an avid red wine drinker. Honestly, but... I don't know. I'm actually not finding it hard at all. I think it's because everyone in my house is not drinking.
That's why.
You think?
Your surroundings definitely sort of influence your, like, your behaviour.
Yeah.
For me, in my flat, we're just like, okay, cool.
Shut up. Everyday drink.
We're just like, okay, cool, Friday, what's the motive? What are we getting on? Do you know what I mean? It's alcohol. So it's just like, okay, cool. We'll drink.
Yeah.
It's something to look forward to.
I hear that, but I'm smashing it and I forgot to say
that. I'm proud of you. That's really strong because... I have gone, like, 1 month without alcohol, and it was fine. I felt really great. Like, I felt just, like, really clean and whatever. But, like, when I had a drink in, I was like, yeah, we're back on it.
Yeah. I just would love to wake up and know that my liver's fresh. It's a new liver. Lizzie's not sold.
No, I think...
But look, I'm not here to sell you a new liver.
Do you know what I'm saying? Right. We live different lifestyles. Like, I exercise, like, regularly. So I'm, you know, in terms of... I just want to try and keep, like, a balance between, like, my vices and, you know, my vitamins. Let's do that.
My vitamins.
Vices and vitamins. Let's go with the flow.
Okay, so, yeah. So, that was the first thing, which is actually an accomplishment.
Big up.
The second thing is, I was watching the news the other day, BBC Breakfast, Good Morning Britain, whatever it's called.
Good Morning Britain.
Good Morning Britain.
No.
Can you imagine our voices on Good Morning Britain?
No.
No, we'd never get the job.
Oh, God.
But basically, there was a... Oh, tits. I've forgotten how old she is. But she was quite young. She must have been... Why are you laughing?
She says, oh, tits. If that is not the most, like, British thing ever, like, fuck off.
Do you know what? Because I've been tutoring recently, I've had to stop swearing as much. So you start saying, you know, random words to... take the place of swear words sometimes. Yeah, yeah. So normally I'd be like, shit. But obviously because I've been around kids, I'm like, tit. Which probably also isn't good to say in front of
not,
kids.
Not the greatest thing.
I feel like it's natural. Everyone has them.
You could just be like, oh, fudge, for example.
Yeah, but do you know when they get older, they're like,
Or just, oh, no. For example.
Oh no.
Oh no.
It doesn't really pack a punch, you know what I
true,
mean?
True, true, true. You don't get the extent.
So we'll stick with tits for now. Hopefully no one questions that. Mm. But yeah, basically, I think she was about 10 or so, and she's in the new Wonder Woman film. And I believe she plays Wonder Woman when Wonder Woman was a kid.
Okay.
But basically, she's never acted a day in her life, and she got scouted on the street by someone who said, you look like the girl that we're trying to cast for this role. Do you have any acting experience? And she said, no. And they said, well, can we bring you in anyway? And her mum said, okay. So she went in, got the role, and to top it all off, does her own stunts on a horse because she's like an avid equestrian.
What?
Have you ever?
No. That is wild. It's like wild. You're telling me they literally just picked her up off the street and was like, "You are what we're looking for." Do you know what? Yeah, this is what I love about the arts, because we like there's no pretense. We go and get you. There's no rules. Like you go with it. If you feel it, you go for it. Do you know what I mean?
If you fit the bill, you fit the bill.
Nah,
isn't that mental?
And too much.
Honestly, and she was like, she sat there and she said, what'd she say? She said, I'm obviously in that film, and I would love to win an Oscar one day. Or I would love to win a BAFTA one day, but I will not stop until I've won both an award for my acting and a gold medal at the Olympics.
Oh, I love that. Sis, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. The engines are ready. The fuel is been filled. Like,
get yourself some diesel.
No. No.
Isn't that mad? And then the gentleman on Good Morning Britain... I hope that show exists and I'm not just making it up.
I think it does. I do, like, vaguely remember it on, like, ITV, I think.
Something. Mm. And then he turned around and he was like, oh, that's quite a big dream. And she said, well, what I will say, sir, is in this life, I like to think anything is possible.
Oh, no.
And I was like, yes, sis!
Honey, we need to meet. I want to know you.
Get your fucking bread, sis.
I love that. I love that. So we need more people like that in the world who just aren't afraid to go for it.
Yeah.
Take your opportunity. Like, seize the fucking day. Carpe the DM out of that shit.
It's true. And do you know what the sad thing is? Is that a lot of people will say, you've got two types of kids, right? Mm. This is a generalisation. But you've got the ones that are really shy and the ones that think they can, you know, make anything in the world happen.
Mm.
With both sets of children... that their dreams kind of diminish as they get older because they start to understand more about the world. And I really, really hope and pray that it never happens for her. And I hope she keeps shooting for these kind of things because, yes, absolutely anything is possible.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Mm-mm. Break the mold.
Yes.
Do something that's never been done.
Yes.
Like, hold on to that. I hope her mum drills that into her. I hope she watches that interview back hard. And she's also got a bloody doll. What's it called?
What's it?
You know when you make, like, a doll from a movie?
A voodoo doll.
Elizabeth just said you're voodoo doll.
No. Wait, who makes a doll from a movie?
No, what's it called? Oh my god,
a
we're
teddy
so
bear?
Thick.
I don't know. So thick.
You make those plastic dolls like Barbie and Ken from a movie. What
an action
called?
Figure.
Yes.
Screaming. I said a voodoo doll.
She said a voodoo doll.
Bloody hell.
But yeah, so yeah, she's already got an action figure with her like on a horse, and it's just everything.
I love that. Do you know, it really warms my heart when like I see young actors or like my friends who are actors doing well, because I know like I am an actor myself and I know like the struggle and how much it means when you make even just the smallest edgeway. Like, oh, I love it. I just love it.
Yeah, she's awesome. Right, let me roll on to my final thing.
Go on, I'm ready.
Okay, so as I mentioned before, I am tutoring at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I'm tutoring a 6-year-old boy. And we had a big day of fractions the other day.
Yeah.
And he turned round to me and he looked at me and he said, Miss Ilaria, I hate maths.
He said, Miss Ilaria, I can't.
And I said, listen, my G, no you don't. Maths is the tits. And he basically said to me, but... I hate getting things wrong.
Oh.
And I turned around to
him. No, the guy was like me when I was younger, I can't lie.
But honestly, and I turned around to him and I thought, you know what? when I wrote a piece of spoken word about us believing that we have to get things right or wrong, and there is a right and wrong, yes, there is in maths, but what I told him was, you have to get things wrong in order to understand how to do it further down the line. You have to make mistakes because that's going to help you with growth.
Yeah, and
I looked at myself and I thought, wow, I would love to tutor myself. I would love if I was my tutor. And he looked at me and he went, yeah, all right. Because he's six and he's obviously, I'm going on this.
He's got the sass, come on.
I'm obviously going off on this TED talk about growth and right now we can't comprehend it. But I thought, actually, it's so true, you know, not enough teachers look at kids and say, it's totally fine to get wrong. In fact, I want you to get it wrong because once you get it wrong and we rectify it, you'll never get it wrong again.
Exactly.
And I said that to him and he was like, okay, he got it wrong, looked really sheepish. And then I showed him the formula and I said, that's why I want you to do it my way. And he did it. And at the end of the lesson, he said, Miss Ilaria, thank you so much for teaching me this new equation. This is the way.
Oh.
And he said, and I said, you've done a fantastic job. And he said, no, we've done a fantastic.
Oh no, my heart is really gone. He said, we, as a pronoun. No.
I walked down the road afterwards and I was crying. And I was like, I can't wait to have kids and teach them fractions.
No, that's actually really cute. He actually said, we, like a little boy to be like, so like wise like that and so collaborative like that, to be like, no, it wasn't me, it wasn't you, it was us.
And he was like, I like maths, actually, Miss Laurie, scratch that, I love maths, I love fractions. And he went and told his mum, and his mum came down and said, what have you done with my son? Because this kid hates maths and he hates fractions, and now he's coming up saying he wants to do more.
That's cute, man.
It was just the most uplifting thing, that actually you're helping a child think in a different way than perhaps we were once taught. It's the most fulfilling feeling, but I thought, he's such an awesome kid as well. So that was the final highlight, but it was fantastic.
That is actually just so heartwarming. Like, the younger generation, they have so much like hope, and they're so able to like feel things on another level, and they're just pure. Like,
it's like when you're untainted by the world.
Yeah, man.
It's a lovely feeling.
Like, just straight out the bat, like, you're just pure. It's wonderful to witness, and I think you're quite fortunate to be able to see that on like a regular basis in tutoring.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, man.
Okay, hit me with your three things. I've gone on a tangent. I'm sorry.
Screaming. Okay, basically, this week was just a bit basic. One, two, little work ting, little drink up, little, you know, come down with me. We keep it rolling. Do you know what I mean? We're in the middle of a pandemic, yeah?
And you're doing the most.
I'm doing the most. Okay, so my top thing. Number one, I had like, I think it was on Tuesday night or something. I just had like the best catch up with like my absolute best friends in the whole wide world. Like, I don't know if anyone's done that recently, but just like when you just like get all your closest people together, you know, I call them my team players. Ilaria calls them her tribe. Just getting all your close people together and just having a catch up, like talking about how you're all feeling in this situation, you know, how you're moving yourselves forward, you know, okay, cool. How's your relationships? Are you getting into property? How's your job going? Promotions? Like, you're just talking about life, you know, and you're really enjoying it. Do you know what I mean? I just had the best FaceTime. It was just great.
That's so wonderful. And I think, I don't know, it's different. When you have a catch-up with someone that's a good friend of yours, it's one thing. But when you have it with your people...
With your people,
it hits,
man,
different.
It hits different.
You're genuinely just laughing and smiling, and
honestly,
it's good vibes.
Honestly, good vibes. You just say everything so plainly, openly, outrightly. Like, there's no filter. And you don't feel a type of way when, regardless of what you say. Like,
that's the thing. You're not afraid to make mistakes. Like, voila. Anything you say will be received. It will be corrected if it needs to be. But it's just, it's actually, that is what people mean when they say a safe space.
Yeah.
Not meeting 150 strangers at a talk and saying, this is a safe space. But just really with your people.
Just with your people. Oh. Like, genuine exchanges. You're just, like, genuinely after each other's welfare. It was just lovely.
I love that for you.
Honestly, I had the best time. So that was a wonderful highlight of my week. Second of all, I think in having that, I think obviously catching up with a few people this week, a few people sort of like checked in with me, you know, in terms of like my mental health, like how I'm doing mentally, because obviously they know I had coronavirus and I was isolating. Obviously, I'm still working from home like most of us are, but like just a mental check to protect my energy. I think I'm quite fortunate in the sense that people value me because of the energy that I bring to the table. Like, I'm quite positive. I try to...
She's very positive. She's so positive.
I try to brighten up people's day, like, even if it's me being stupid or whatever. Like, I just try to impart some happiness. And I think my closest, my nearest and dearest wanted to check in on me, making sure that I'm protecting that energy. Because I think with different things happening right now, obviously the climate, working from home, I'm stressed. Like, people checking on me to make sure that I'm not... Like, my light isn't dim for any reason. Like, if they check in on me, they want to see the same light that they left me with, if not higher. It should never be on any occasion lower. And I think maybe this week it's been a bit lower for some reason, but it was just nice to sort of have that refresh in terms of how I'm feeling, how I'm doing, and just making sure that I'm staying true to myself and what actually makes me happy. And I think at the moment it's quite hard to do that because... No one really knows what's going on. We're getting loads of bloody news updates about coronavirus, and it's quite a stressful time. And to be honest, it's okay not to be okay right now.
And going back to when you spoke about energy, I think when things are normal, you know, you give energy to different people, different activities, X, Y, Z, but you have an abundance of it. And we forget sometimes that when that cup of energy is half full, you need to keep that half just for yourself. Yeah. You need to understand how much it takes for you to just live and be happy in your own.
Yeah.
And sometimes with that half, you could stretch it too thin. And sometimes you need to take weeks and just be like, okay, it's not selfish, but I can't even start to look after other people if I can't look after myself. And that's important because a lot of the time, I do the same thing and you're similar. You give before you think about yourself.
Yeah.
And then you find yourself in a position where you're drained and it's at the end of the barrel, your energy.
Big facts.
And you don't know why.
That was literally me this week. I just feel like over the past couple of weeks, I've been giving so much to so many people. And I was just like, hold on a second. I'm not taking any time for myself here. And I feel exhausted. Why am I getting to my weekends and not looking forward to them? Why am I so tired? Why am I so exhausted from this week when I was doing what I always have been doing? But I think it's just knowing how the ratio, how you want to split the ratio in the week between like it's time for yourself, time for your friends, times with whoever you live with, your family, etc. It's important to keep that balance. But yeah, it was just nice to have like a mental health check, protecting my energy, keeping it sweet. And then my third thing actually...
Hit me.
Come on. So basically, yeah. If I should tell you lot, yeah. With obviously fashion, I work in fashion.
Yeah, come on,
you're doing a little 1-2, you
Season
know.
Season 2021.
Don't tell too many people, you know what I'm saying? Basically... There were these new Nike trainers that came out. I cannot remember what they were called, but basically it's like a sort of similar design to your Air Force One, but it had a bit of like a beige cream sort of colour.
I know exactly what you're on about.
Yes, bruv. It was just such a nice shoe, and I saw that actually. And basically Office Shoes were selling them, but it got reposted from Control Shift. Now, I don't think Ilaria and I have told you guys about Control Shift and how much we love them. But basically, I mean, you introduced me to this night, Ilaria, so...
Okay, so here's a quick story. I'm going to try and keep it short.
Keep it short, because...
Which is not my forte.
If I should talk.
But I went to vegan nights. I used to be vegan for quite a while. And I went to vegan nights, and it's such a vibe.
And the
first time I went, I met this DJ. And I just loved her mix. I was like, this is dope. So I ended up staying, dancing, whatever. And then she said to me, oh, I actually host this night with a few of my other friends. It's called Control Shift. It's in East London. I was like, come, I'ma come through.
Oof.
So we went to a night and it's all female DJs. I think it's five of them.
I'm tingling already.
Honestly, the music is so up our street. Their mixes are fucking hard. Their energy is second to none. Their clothes are dope. And they're just good energy, like energy gang. So I introduced them to Lizzie, and we had the last ever night we went out before lockdown, just us two. We had the night of our lives.
Honestly, it was the best night of my life so far. 24 years on this earth, the best night. 29th of Same. February, 2020.
The hardest.
No.
I cannot shout out those girls enough.
Honestly.
Like,
bruv, like.
And the people that come through.
No, no, no. Guys, we need, Lars, we need to paint a picture for the people, yeah. Imagine, right, you've got me and Ilaria on a level already, yeah.
We came from separate places.
Separate places. We meet at the venue.
On the same vibe.
On the same level.
Of drunkenness.
We're queuing up and we're like, okay, cool. We're about to
let loose.
We're about to show people something.
Do you know
what
I mean? Take me off my lead.
Walk in, the music hits. It's Afrobeat, it's R&B, it's hip-hop, it's rap to the finest of the finest selection.
Our leg is on the fucking ceiling.
Our energy is unmatched. And people are looking at us. We go to smoking area, people are like, oh, who are you two? Like, I've seen you guys around. Your energy is just so...
And we're just there like, yeah, we're about.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? We're doing a little. We're doing a 1-2, you know.
But I feel like because we came in with such a fucking bang,
I think
people thought we were someone.
Yeah.
And it was like, nah, we're just here for a night out.
No,
like,
but to be fair, I think what also contributed to that was our outfits. You came in your Honda tracksuit. I came in an all-white tracksuit.
Ooh!
All white on a night out. Who does that? You lot may call me stupid, but I looked hard, so we're keeping moving.
She did. Anyway, it's the hardest. And I actually think the office trainers were a collaboration.
Oh, do you reckon?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because I saw that as well on their Instagram, and I don't want to just say it was an office shoe that they reposted. I'm pretty sure they collabed with
Office
to make those trainers.
That's hard. On a Nike trainer, like, I'm like,
Yeah,
I would have got them, but my size sold out. Yeah. I actually would have got them, you know, because they had a few.
They're mad. They're so good. They're so good.
It was so hard, like, no.
So yeah, check those out and check them out.
Yeah.
And while we're plugging people, which I feel like we've done, I need to hear your chosen plug for this week.
Okay. So guys, I'm going to slip you into something little bit sensual. And yes, it is music. Do I come with anything but?
Never. Like, snore.
Yeah, for all my music lovers out there, I got you, okay? So today, guys, I am plugging a wonderful artist called Amber Olivier.
I thought you were going to say Amber Mark.
No.
Okay.
I do love Amber Mark.
Yeah.
Put you on, go listen to that song. Monsoon, go listen to that song from Amber Mark. But anyway, Amber Olivier is the focus this episode.
What genre?
So she's sort of like very much alternative R&B.
We love it.
Guys, it was my top category of my Spotify roundup last year. I love my R&B with just a little bit of sauce, a little bit of flavour, yeah. Amber Olivier, she's a great artist. I listened to her EP and songs that I would highlight. Number one, Can't Trust. And number two, Hey. Those are two great songs. But please, go listen to her.
I feel like I can't have any input because I haven't listened to them.
You haven't even listened to her.
I know.
No. She's actually dope. Like, you listen to the EP, it's gone in seconds because it's just like, you're enjoying it so much.
Yeah.
But like, there's a lot of versatility with her. Like, anyone, my R&B, my Rhythm and the Blues, her babes. Rhythm.
Babes.
The Rhythm. Babes. The Rhythm and Blues, babes. Let's go. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Amber Olivier. So Olivier. Olivier. Spotify, Apple Music, go check her out.
We'll check her out.
Come on, Lars. Throw me the plug. Plug me in.
Okay, this is the plug. I know you know it because you've just been rocking your back to it.
Break up your back. Break up your back. Break up your back. Break up your back.
Okay, there it is. Just let us sing it out. Do you know what I mean? Okay, this song is Best Friend by Sweetie. Featuring Doja Cat.
No.
That's it. That's our rendition. Clearly we don't know any words bar.
Absolutely none.
Bar
she played the
first
song to me today. I have no idea. Oh,
but
no.
It's hard. And yeah, that's my plug. So also go check that out. Let us know which of our plugs you prefer. Music head to head.
Interesting. That's actually interesting because you usually diversify your plugs. It's a book, it's a film, it's a page, whatever. Mine tends to stay on the music hemisphere.
But do you know what? I absolutely love new music, new artists, new
songs.
But I literally park them because I know that you're always going to come with music, most likely.
Oh, I'm screaming. No, yeah. You can come with the musicas as well.
I mean, I change for you.
Oh, No one asked you to.
No, I just do it because I care.
We didn't ask.
Okay, so you sip on your drink while I talk to the people about Insecure.
No. Insecure as in the series. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, calm. Bet. Let's go, bro.
Okay, so we're not going to give you any spoilers in terms of which characters are tied to which themes we're talking about, but we do want to address some of the themes that are woven in.
Mm-hmm.
Because although it's comedy,
mm-hmm.
there are so many interesting themes that are very heavy and hard-hitting, I find.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's definitely a show that I'm going to watch again, because I feel like now that I've looked at it, I don't know, from a macro perspective, there's so much I probably missed.
Yes.
So yeah, I basically want to check it out.
All right, so do you know what, guys? Insecure, yeah, if you lot haven't watched it, you need to add that to your at watch later list, because this 4-season series is just a bit different, yeah? Okay, I'm going to hit you with topic number one, yeah, that they cover. Mental health, okay? Let's get deep for a second. Let's run it back, yeah? At the moment, we're in a pandemic. Life is hard for everyone in one way or another, right? Whether you're directly affected or not, okay? So mental health, we need to check in on each other, right? In Insecure, the way how they touch on mental health, specifically in Black men, is absolutely phenomenal, because I think as a society, like, there kind of is like a social cost to guys showing their vulnerability because of toxic masculinity.
Absolutely.
You know, we expect guys to be the breadwinners, you know, to uphold a household, to build a household according to his vision. Whereas we often forget that guys have feelings as well, and they are absolutely allowed to allowed to express their feelings in any which way they want. Mm. And in this show, you see that so specifically from the get-go. Like, they are so raw with it. And in situations that you wouldn't even expect, like, with regards to work, relationships, like, how you're actually managing the different people that come into your life, mental health plays a big part. And if you're not mentally, like, taken care of, it can affect the relationships you're building. Do you know what I mean?
Massively. And I think exactly what you said before, it's the mentality that men are supposed to stay emotionally strong.
Yes.
Right? And it goes hand in hand with men not regularly vocalizing their issues with their mental health.
Mm.
It's very normal in society for a woman to vocalize her emotions, her mental health, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a stigma attached to men potentially vocalizing it.
Mm. It's a sign of weakness, exactly. Apparently. Yeah.
Exactly. And that is definitely the standpoint that most people in general will take, or society has created. And what I love that Issa Rae has done, not the character, but her as a person who wrote this, I love that she's put it in, you know, mental health is the theme within the Black man.
Yes.
Because it's even more of a stigma.
Exactly.
Within that culture.
Exactly.
And that just pushes the boundaries in a subtle way that is still, I mean, it's not comedic in any way, that scene, but it's still pushing the boundaries of something that maybe hasn't been seen before or is not seen regularly, but by injecting that into TV and film more regularly, it starts to shift our mindset,
exactly,
where we unlearn and relearn.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. Mm. It's so, so powerful. And the other crazy thing I thought was that when he vocalizes it, the other person on the side of the situation doesn't understand. And it's just like, okay, bugger off then. And that's another thing. It's actually, it's a big step for a man in society today to vocalise it. And when they do, support them.
Yes.
And support them more, because good for you.
Bro, it is a massive sign of bravery. Like, us as individuals, we're so used to men having this very, like, you know, masculine, over alpha male appearance. So when a guy shows emotion, whether that's, like, with regards to whatever, or like in terms of their mental health, it's new for us. So for you to actually have the balls to show us that, I'm respecting you way harder, because I'm like, you have courage, you're a courageous man, you're not a coward, and you're brave, and you own it. Do you know what I mean? You're like you are unapologetically being yourself, and that is so rare to find in like society. Mm-hmm. Not because men don't want to, because men don't feel like they can. Mm-hmm. That is what it is.
It's crazy, but I love that, and I hope you guys pick up on that when you watch the show, because I think it's a really powerful moment. Yes, for sure.
Big facts.
The other thing I wanted to bring up was there's a friendship in Insecure, and I was really deeping it because one of the characters I just didn't like, and one of them I loved.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, these guys are just, they grow apart and they're not on the same page, and why is that happening? And one of the things I thought was, person A leads her life through logic, which is, let me tick all those boxes that we're told by school and our parents, etc., that we need to tick, which is go to university, get the job, climb the ladder, get, you know, a better salary.
Get your perfect man, get your perfect flat, cook your nice meals, make sure it's all aesthetically pleasing.
Have your kids before 30.
Yes.
All of these things. And I think this character specifically is following that timeline rather than her own timeline. And the other character, and the reason they grow apart is because the other character, I believe, is driving her life through passion, which is, no, she may end up 30, 40, 50 without having climbed the ladder or just starting a company, not having kids, everything that society says is failure, basically. And as a result, they just can't see eye to eye and cannot understand each other's like perspective on life.
Yes.
Because one's just following their heart.
For sure.
And I just think that was a really interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
Do you know which characters I'm talking about?
No, I absolutely do. I think it's so interesting because when I look at these characters and I look at myself, I feel like I am the perfect example of someone who's trying to balance both.
Me too. I hear
you
that.
You know, you've got the logic, okay, cool. You know, growing up in African households, I'm meant to have like a certain job, whether that's in science, engineering, the health sector, whatever. I'm meant to be earning well, and then I'm meant to have my perfect man on the side. But at the end of the day, I am a woman who has a lot of passion. I am a Sagittarius. I am Elizabeth Alley. Like, I need to be able to feel something.
I am legend.
I am legend. Like, try and come to me with someone who has more positivity and more positive energy than me. I would love to have a coffee with them. Bring them to me.
All right, okay? Give me a week. I'll see what I can do.
I think you may need a month. Maybe girl. Okay. I feel like I balance passion and logic because My story, I went to uni and did business management in French. Not particularly a degree I wanted to do. But then afterwards, I pursued my passion and I got more into acting. And I'm currently working in fashion, which is so opposite to what I studied for. Yeah. Realistically, you do business management, you're going to be in like sales or like account management, whatever. But I was like, no, I have too much in me to let that go. And I think it's so interesting between the two characters in the show because you see that, you know, the person who works according to passion, they really do let that be the forefront of their decisions and they just go for it. And the person who works according to logic, they don't really understand, which is what causes the disparity.
And I feel like 100% passion also equates to degrees of recklessness.
Yes.
And 100% logic also, there's a certain rigidity which keeps you stuck in a box.
Exactly. And it's the rigidity. Yes.
Exactly. And I feel like I don't identify similar to you with either of them. But what I want to do is amalgamate the two.
Yes.
And try and be 50-50.
Exactly that. If not, I think even with me, I think I could even be like 60-40, 70-30.
Because it needs to be a split.
I need to live. Like, my overarching statement for anyone who knows me, I want to know what it means to live. Right? We're all human beings. We've been put on this earth for a reason. We get in contact with certain things. I want to know what it means to live, to eat the good foods, to go to these different places, to meet people. I want to live my life. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that. And you need passion to do that.
That's what I'm saying, brother. Like,
it's a very, very interesting dynamic. And when you see these two people grow apart, that is my analysis of why I think that's happened.
Yes.
And that's that.
But to be honest, I think even when you analyse their friendship, like another topic that was fulfilled in this series, confidence issues. I don't think the person who worked according to logic had that much confidence in themselves and in their source.
None. So I'm trying to tie it together. Absolutely none. And I think the reason I took issue with that specific character is because I couldn't tell who that person was. Mm. Were they the boss bitch building an empire? Mm-hmm. Or were they just like bloody insecure? And you can be both, but it was so disjointed. And what I realised, exactly as you said, is there were so many underlying confidence issues that it caused that character to be so erratic. Yes. I couldn't keep up.
Exactly that. It's the underlying confidence issues, because when you look at someone who looks at who lives their life according to logic, they're doing it, that they're living their lives in the aim to please what they think society should like views them as, right? Whereas you're not owning your source, you're not owning, you know, your individuality in the person that you are actually created as. Do you know what I mean? And in this particular individual, she absolutely had confidence issues. I don't even think I saw her in one scene of the entire, like, show just being herself, just letting loose. Even when, like, it was a chill setting. So, for example, she was at her friend's house and they were just drinking alcohol. You could still see that she was a bit on edge because she needed to look good. She needed to have something to bring to the table, which put her in an elevated position.
But she's doing everything to please other people.
Voilà, c'est ça, exactement.
And for the greater, like, the greater good of what people want.
Exactement.
Rather than for yourself. And then tell me you're not going to turn around at 56 years old and think, God, I wish I had done, or why didn't I do X, Y, Z? But it's mad.
100%.
There's so much depth to the characters. I feel like we could go on and on and on. And I think the main, like, takeaway for me is, like, the strongest thing you can do in life, in my opinion, is be yourself.
Yes.
And lead with that.
Mm-hmm.
And go after the things you want.
Big facts.
Because we're really sitting and living in a generation where people are being praised for being themselves.
Honestly.
And that's something that we all can do. Mm-hmm. And we all, I think, will be much happier doing. So, I just want everyone to be breaking the mold in whichever way they want to.
Own your source, know who you are, and believe in your own energy. Like, oh, it is so important, guys. Coming from an energy person, own your fucking energy. Like,
hear that.
Honestly, know who you are.
I'm going to have to wrap it up because we are way over time as usual.
Way.
So I'm going to ask for your tip.
Okay.
Of the week.
Of the week. So basically, my tip's quite simple, very straightforward. But it should hit home. So my tip is basically make sure you continue to take care of yourself even when you're tired. It's very simple.
How am I supposed to look after myself when I'm tired?
No, but you're not understanding what I'm saying.
No, say it again then.
Keep taking care of yourself even when you're tired. Because at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if anyone listened to the last episode, you are special and you deserve the most. Like, when you take care of yourself, even when you're tired, you're still, by setting yourself like a minimum bar. So say, for example, taking care of yourself is 10 points. If you set as a minimum for yourself to achieve 5 points, that is the boost of energy that you need when you're in a low spot to pick yourself back up again. So by eating well, for example, making sure that a good meal goes into your stomach every night, that is taking care of yourself, even when you're tired, right? You're just looking after yourself. You're actually valuing the person that you are. And even when things are hard, your level of self-worth never diminishes. That's what I'm trying to say. Know your worth, take care of yourself, even when you're tired. That's me.
This girl.
I know I bloody prophesy Isaiah's back in the bakery.
This girl started off saying, I think it's quite a simple one, and then has had to explain it more than she's ever had to explain it to
before. No, because your bloody face didn't get it. I'm just like, what do you mean? Like, it's so simple.
Listen, I kind of got there in the end, but I can't say I'm 100% there. However, I hope everyone out there understands. Let us know if you haven't.
That's it. That's my plug for you guys. Take from that what you will. Ilaria, take it home.
Okay, mine is actually simple.
Shut up. Honest to God, you shut it.
She's really pressed.
I'm annoyed.
Inhale, exhale.
Calm, what's the tip then?
All right, here we go. Okay, so my one is, if you need help, ask a busy person.
Ask a busy person.
Ask a busy person.
Interesting. Elaborate.
She's just going to challenge me.
Expand your brackets.
So just simple as, and I'm sure loads of you guys do know this, the busiest people are the most efficient and get the most done. And sometimes when you ask someone that isn't busy, they procrastinate, they don't get it done because they're not used to juggling a million things in a day. And that phrase, it's a common phrase, everyone says it. And I think this week I've really realised that I've always chosen people who are relatively free to help me and they just never get the shit done.
Mm.
When you ask a busy person, when they've got 50 things, they just bash it off,
yeah.
Done, feedback to you, simple. Mm. So yeah, so if you guys need help, definitely ask a busy person. And that's what I'll leave you on.
Well, that's it, guys. It's been your girl, Lizzie.
And it's Ilaria.
We out.